This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Google Glass, we barely knew ye. Okay, it's not dead, but the tech company says it will stop selling its augmented reality glasses for now. For all its futuristic possibilities, Google's face-based hardware had drawn a lot of criticism over privacy concerns. Glass is moving out of Google's Moonshot House X Labs and into the Smart House House. Tony Fadell, head of Google's smart home company Nest, will now oversee the project. And as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, this probably isn't the last we've seen of Glass.
Google says this is just the end of what it calls beta testing for the Glass eyewear. Chris Green is a tech industry analyst with the Davies Murphy Group. He says all along, Glass was just a proof of concept.
It doesn't come as a huge surprise that Google has decided to bench what they've been making so far and look instead to putting the core technology into other things.
While some critics say this hurts early adopters, Google says this is just another step in the product's development. Rebecca Lieb is an analyst with the Altimeter Group. She says going back to the drawing board might be a good idea.
It was not the easiest to use, the most intuitive, or even the most functional or useful product out there.
Lieb says that doesn't mean the Glass experiment was a failure. Even smartphones, when they first came out, weren't a huge hit.
We're only beginning to scratch the surface of wearable technology. It's a topic you're going to hear a lot about this year and in the next 5 years to come.
Even though people won't be able to buy new Glass, Google is keeping its Glass at Work program for use in industries like hospitals and factories. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.